Wausau Alderman Keene Winters with us. The public access changes went through flying colors, not even a discussion. What's in that new package of changes?
Well, I think we've got a policy in place for the first time, and that's going to make it easier to go out and get business. The sticking point on this had been whether we were going to charge content producers, and we stripped out charging content producers. Now, that doesn't mean we're still not committed to finding revenue through this for advertising, DVD sales, and the like, and we're going to go ahead and work on that. But we want to at least pass the policy part where it describes things like, you know, what is pornographic content or things like that, so that we can actually just get on with the business of doing public access. And we are going to address the fee issue and the revenue issue separately.
One of the proposals came from Oliver Burroughs as far as creating a public-private partnership. Is that something the city is looking at?
Well, I think we would be interested in, having friends of Wausau Public Access, just like you have friends of public television. And so to the extent people are working on that, we would certainly welcome that.
Last quick topic, the consent agenda also had a quick pass, unanimous, of the public intoxication ordinance. How do you feel about that, and is it going to be enough?
I think it's a small step, and I voted for it because I'm inclined to give law enforcement the tools that they want in terms of moving vagrants off the 400 block. But it's hardly a solution. So we can ban people from parks, but what if they come back? Then we're back to the jail time choice. I would really hope that we would approach the county on social services grounds, talk to the county about expanding the OWI court, which is a court that works with people who have been multiple convictions of drunk driving, and also deal with these people who are chronically publicly intoxicated. And the way it works is under the threat of a jail sentence, they need to go to treatment, and they are monitored closely by the court on a weekly basis. And I think that's probably the only way to permanently deal with the solution.
Any consideration at the council level as far as banning alcohol outside of events in the parks?
Not right now.